take the temperature of the Springfield area real estate market on this week's WUIS SJR Business Report. Tim Landis is business editor at the State Journal Register. Thanks for joining us again, Tim. The data is in for the first 10 months of 2015. What does it tell us or tell you or anything like that?
Well, in October, home sales in the Springfield area were at a 9-year high for the month of October. And we keep talking about the possible effect of the state budget on the local business market. And we've mentioned the University of Illinois Springfield survey that employers are feeling more pessimistic. We keep waiting for the signs to show up in the numbers. If you're looking at housing anyway, it's just not there. Now, the 345 homes sold in October was a nine-year high, but we're still not back to that 400-plus level that home sales were at prior to 2007 and the recession.
Now, something we don't necessarily, even during the ups or the downs, see a lot of difference in prices. Has there been much change in terms of real estate values?
No, they've been pretty steady. The median sale price is up a little bit over the last year or so. So they seem to be in a good steady price range. Sales keep coming in a little bit higher every month. And again, we keep waiting for some effect possibly of no state budget. There has been some discussions, if you talk to the realtors about that, that maybe some buyers are a little reluctant until that is resolved. It doesn't seem to be a big factor at this point.
The effort to get power lines to carry wind energy from the plains through Illinois did get regulator approval in Illinois recently.
The Illinois Commerce Commission approved the Illinois section of the Grain Belt Express transmission line. That's the power line that we've been talking about that would carry wind-generated power from Kansas through Missouri, Illinois, to Indiana. So they now have three of the four states that they need before construction would start. One thing we might mention about the Illinois vote, it was 3-2, so it was a close decision.
Something else kind of related to the Commerce Commission, our telephone regulation. Well, they can at least regulate those ones with copper wire, and fewer people have those landlines anymore, a study shows.
And we've known for well over a decade now that people are dropping landlines in favor of wireless. And the latest report showed that at the end of 2014, half of Illinois households, or nearly half, were wireless only. Now, the definition of a landline also includes internet or cable-based phone service. The old copper wire, plain old telephone service, as you called it, accounts for even less of the service. And one of the things you're going to see again in 2017, AT&T certainly, and probably some other landline companies, are pushing to drop the mandate that they maintain that system. They say there's enough choices out there now for consumers that they don't really need to do that any longer.
One thing I noticed when I was complaining about service once and involved the Commerce Commission was that because I was going through the cable company, even though it resembled a landline, it was not regulated as such.
No, it's not. The only piece of the system that's still regulated, like the old Ma Bell system, is that copper wire that comes into the house and provides that dial tone that we all grew up with. That's the one piece AT&T says they would like to phase out now, that they shouldn't be required to maintain that. Now, you have groups like Citizens Utility Board in Chicago, the AARP, that says that's fine, you can phase it out, but not until, as you mentioned, you have the same kind of reliability with wireless internet or cable-based phone service that you do with a copper wire. So that's a fight they'll have again, I'm sure, in 2017.
Tim Landis is business editor at the State Journal Register. Read what he's working on daily in the SJR.